Wow. One of the worst, saddest meltdowns I have ever seen in all of sports, unfortunately, for Ilya Malinin. It's hard to know how things went bad so quickly for him. He had come out for the warm-ups. So they have warm-ups, the final six skaters, all of them have warm-ups. And this was the last group. And he came out with a kind of bravado where he acted like he was going to do a backflip as he was coming onto the ice, you know, like totally loose and happy. And then did a like a shaking his finger, like, nah, you know, teasing, right? So you're thinking, okay, he is totally loose. What we saw in the short program will be the same in the long. That's what you're thinking. Then he has to go back and wait. They do that all the time. He knew he had about a 45-minute wait at that point to go through the other skaters because he was the last skater. And in that time, this other skaters all fell by the wayside. I mean, there was a joke among us in press row. I mean, just, you know, chatter real quick as Ilya came on the ice. Well, he's shown up, he'll win the gold because everyone had given him so much room with their mistakes, the Japanese skaters, what have you. Anyway, but I looked at his face because we're quite close to the ice, and I thought, wow, he looks totally nervous. He's breathing heavily. He just doesn't look like his old self. He doesn't look like he looked 45 minutes ago. And anyway, sure enough, sadly, you know, he started out with one quadruple jump that was fine. Then he went for a quad axel. That's the toughest, 4.5 revolution jump. And he popped it into thin air, you know, just nothing. Okay, that's not the end of the world. But then he came down and did that with another quad, just doubling it. Again, just a totally lack of confidence in any kind of a sense of the quad god Ilya Malinin out there. And then he fell, not once, but twice. He fell twice, and it was just so hard to watch. He's such a wonderful young man. But if anyone doubted or wondered how much pressure there was in an Olympic Games, well, you just witnessed it with the utter meltdown of Ilya Malinin. He ended up finishing eighth in the competition, not even close to a medal.
You mentioned just about everybody else that went before him also fell. We kind of noticed that here as well. Not that we were paying super close attention, but every time we looked up, there was somebody on the ice. Was this a bad ice rink at all involved with any of this, or was this all just nerves?
All nerves and pressure, guys. I think what it does, it shows us when we do see a performance like Nathan Chen 4 years ago or Brian Boitano back in 88 or some of the great performances over the years, that you see how remarkable they were because this pressure is extraordinary. Now, having said that, Ilya Malinin has had pressure on him, a lot of pressure. He's won 2 world championships, has 4 national titles. He has won the Grand Prix final in December is when he had 7 quadruple jumps that no man, no person on the planet ever has done 7 quads in a 4-minute long program. So he did that. So the fact that he handles pressure so well and usually smiles and shrugs it off, as I know so many Washingtonians have come to understand about this young man. So I just think he realized the moment. He's smart. He's inquisitive. He is thoughtful. And I think it all just came crashing down on him and he couldn't right the ship. But again, I would never in a million years have thought I would be saying these words to you guys with the way he has just built himself up to have a great performance after helping to win the gold in the team competition earlier. So just a crushing moment for this young man.
Something that worries me, figure skating is such a beautiful sport, but it can also be brutal, particularly when something like this happens. And I go back to Michelle Kwan in 2002, where she was the overwhelming favorite to win gold and didn't. You probably can think of some other instances here. Can Ilya come back from this 4 years from now?
You know, that is a great question, Sean. And obviously, we have 4 years to find out, right? His mom, of course, was a 2-time Olympian and finished 8th, actually, to Michelle Kwan and Tara Lipinski in 1998. His dad was a 2-time Olympian. And I watched him. He turned away his dad from the ice, like, I can't watch this anymore. It was a stunning moment to watch him after the second fall of his son out on the ice. Yes, I'm going to say he can. I'm going to say that he's 21, George Mason student. He's got a wonderful full life. He's got great parents and he's got a great attitude. So yes, and I'll tell you 4 years from now in the French Alps, that will be the story we are all watching as this young man progresses and deals with obviously something that is just absolutely crushing disappointment, but also something that I have a feeling he will bounce back from.